Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Sociedad Química y Minera de Chile, or SQM, as it's known on the ticker, SQM. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a key player in the lithium and specialty chemicals space, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down SQM's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with a conversational deep dive that'll help you see the bigger picture for your portfolio. Let's get started with a quick overview of who SQM is and what's been happening with them lately before we roll into the full analysis. SQM, based out of Chile, is a heavyweight in the global lithium market, alongside other specialty products like fertilizers and iodine. They're a critical piece of the puzzle in the electric vehicle battery supply chain, operating in the basic materials sector with a focus on chemicals. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they've got a workforce of thousands and are deeply embedded in the industry. Their operations span multiple regions, with significant revenue streams from diverse geographic segments, which we'll touch on as we go. Now let's talk about what's been making waves for SQM recently. Looking at the latest news and performance, SQM has been navigating a mixed bag. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility. Decent gains in the short term, with a positive uptick over the last month, but longer-term trends over the past 5 years suggest they've had to weather some storms compared to industry peers in the basic materials sector. On the news front, there's buzz around their lithium production capacity and market dynamics, which ties directly into the EV boom. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q4 2024 dropped some critical insights into their financials and strategy, which I'm excited to unpack. Revenues for the full year 2024 came in just over $4.5 billion, a notable figure, though we'll dive into whether that's a win or a warning sign shortly. So, with that backdrop, let's jump into the SWOT analysis and see where SQM stands for long-term investors like you. Strengths. First up, SQM's position in the lithium market is a massive strength. They're one of the leading producers globally, and with lithium being the backbone of EV batteries, their relevance isn't going anywhere. The latest earnings call highlighted their ongoing capacity expansion in this area, which shows they're not just sitting on their laurels, they're actively scaling to meet demand. Financially, they've got some solid metrics backing them up. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin from the trailing 12 months are impressive, indicating they're not just generating revenue, but keeping a healthy chunk as profit. This kind of efficiency is a green flag for long-term stability. Another plus is their geographic diversification. Revenue breakdowns show they're pulling in significant income from multiple regions, not just one market. This spreads out risk. If one area slows down, others can pick up the slack. It's a smart setup for a company in a cyclical industry like this. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers are strong. Looking at the cash flow statements, they're generating consistent cash from operations, which means they've got the liquidity to reinvest or weather downturns. For a long-term investor, that's the kind of resilience you want to see. There's weaknesses. On the flip side, SQM isn't without its cracks. One big concern is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio from the latest metrics is on the higher side, which could weigh them down if interest rates climb or if market conditions tighten. It's something to keep an eye on, especially if they're funding those big capacity expansions with borrowed money. Another issue is their return on equity. While it's not terrible, it's not exactly blowing the doors off compared to some competitors in the sector. This suggests they might not be squeezing as much value out of shareholder equity as they could, which could frustrate investors looking for efficiency. Performance-wise, while short-term gains are there, their longer-term stock performance over 5 years lags behind the industry average. This could point to underlying operational or strategic hiccups that haven't fully played out yet. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's a yellow flag for sure. Lastly, their reliance on lithium, while a strength, is also a double-edged sword. Any regulatory shifts or oversupply in the market could hit them hard. The Q4 earnings call mentioned some pricing pressures in lithium, and that's a real risk to their bottom line if trends continue. Opportunities. Now, let's talk growth potential, because SQM has some exciting tailwinds. The biggest opportunity is the global push for electrification. With EV adoption ramping up worldwide, lithium demand is projected to skyrocket. SQM's already well-positioned, and their focus on expanding production capacity straight from the earnings call means they're gearing up to capitalize on this megatrend. Another area to watch is their innovation and CapEx. They're pouring money into property, plant, and equipment, as seen in the cash flow statements. If these investments pay off, they could improve efficiency or unlock new revenue streams, especially in specialty chemicals beyond just lithium. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to the industry average. Analysts' estimates suggest there's room for upside if they execute well, especially with a forward PE that's not overly stretched. For long-term investors, this could signal a decent entry point if you believe in their growth story. Finally, emerging markets could be a goldmine. Their geographic revenue segments show exposure to high-growth regions. If they can deepen penetration there, especially as infrastructure and EV adoption grow, it could be a significant driver for future revenue. Threats. On the threat side, market volatility in lithium prices is a big one. The Q4 2024 earnings call specifically flagged softening prices as a headwind, and if that trend persists, it could erode margins faster than they can adapt. For a company so tied to one commodity, this is a real concern. Regulatory risks are also looming. Operating in Chile and other regions means they're exposed to political and environmental policy shifts. Any new restrictions on mining or taxes could disrupt operations or increase costs, and that's something long-term investors need to factor in. Competition is heating up too. The basic materials sector, especially lithium, is attracting new players and aggressive expansions from existing ones. If SQM can't maintain its cost advantage or market share, they could get squeezed, especially with industry performance metrics showing tighter margins across the board. Lastly, macroeconomic factors like inflation or a slowdown in EV adoption could dampen demand. While the long-term outlook for lithium is strong, short to medium-term hiccups in global growth could create bumps in the road for SQM's revenue and stock performance. So, where does this leave us? Let's wrap up with some final thoughts. SQM is a fascinating play for long-term investors, especially if you're bullish on the EV revolution. Their strengths in lithium production and financial efficiency give them a solid foundation, and the opportunities tied to electrification and emerging markets are hard to ignore. However, the debt levels, pricing pressures, and regulatory risks are real hurdles that could trip them up if not managed well. From a valuation standpoint, the forward PE suggests there's potential, but you've got to weigh that against the volatility in their core market. For the long haul, SQM could be a strong addition to a diversified portfolio, provided you're comfortable with some near-term uncertainty. Keep an eye on their debt management and lithium price trends in the coming quarters. Those will likely be the make-or-break factors. As always, do your own deep dive, but I hope this breakdown has given you a clearer picture of where SQM stands. Thanks for tuning into this Market Snap analysis. If you found this helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.